Hey there.
Hello.
Again for the notes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh man. How's your week going? I know it's only Monday.
It's gone all right so far. Not too bad.
Vivian, you made it.
Did. Who knows how long for, but we still haven't had that meeting I talk about. It'll be next week. Gonna figure out who's gonna be attending which SIGs.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, exciting for me, and except that nearly every SIG that I'm attend is either directly relates to my job or I'm the co-convener for. So who knows? We'll see.
I wish there were like a SIG digest you could just read every Monday or something, and then
Oh, that'd be awesome.
not
It'd be
that great.
so long, though. Oh my God.
If it could be an audiobook form, that'd be great.
Yes, it could be a podcast.
See, I'd get to working on something else and I'd miss the whole thing.
Wait, doesn't the Quahog community do that? They have like a Monday podcast or something. Or no, maybe that's just Bywater did that. Someone's got like a Monday Minutes podcast, and I was like, oh man, Folio should have that.
That
Hey,
would be an
Mara.
interest. That would be interesting. Like, to everyone tune in to the Monday podcast. We'll review everything that happened in the previous week.
And tell you what SIGs are doing what this week. Oh man,
Yeah,
this would be so useful.
yeah. That'd be super useful.
Suddenly, SIG attendance drops dramatically.
I mean, even more than it has.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I should post something on SIG conveners because like it came up a lot during WolfCon, the drop off in attendance and like what that means. I
Interesting.
think maybe it would have the opposite effect though, because like if everyone like me today had to get their agenda up like this morning, if everyone had to in advance, like that would be higher attendance, right?
That's true.
I will
But I
say
don't
that
know.
I am starting to hear from individual members at our libraries that they are starting to attend SIG meetings, so maybe I'm just not seeing them. Or maybe they're attending the SIG meetings I don't attend. So hopefully we can continue that trend and you'll be seeing a lot more Mobius folk.
Cool. That would be great. I will happily welcome them
We
to
are
the attendance
and we
meeting.
are on the verge of like making our enhancement requesting form public
Oh,
to our members
right.
now, and we'll be, basically telling them, okay, once the enhancements are released into the wild, it's not just Mobius Consortium office job anymore. Everybody has to go and lobby for stuff, so
Wow.
we'll see.
Yeah. Well, and I've been this week will be the first attempt at rebooting the Eureka Permissions Lab. If anybody wants to mess around with the Eureka Permissions
Interesting.
and do it with somebody, I'll be there.
The person in office here who knows the most about that is on vacation this week.
That's okay. It's going to be the second and fourth weeks of the month for a while.
Cool. Mara, could you post that to Folio General? Because I'm not, so I can like copy it and send it off to my colleague.
And basically the idea is that if you have an idea or you just want to just try it out, we'll just sort of do it together. And then nobody is doing it in isolation and having questions and problems and getting frustrated and leaving it alone. That's what I'm doing,
Awesome.
bringing us all together,
Yeah, that sounds great.
I'll do
Nice.
that right
Okay.
after today. Yeah. So I see we have a reasonable number of people. Let's go ahead and get started. So like we talked about last week, we decided we're going to try and take attendance. Could someone possibly take attendance for me on this
I'll do
page?
it.
That would be super helpful. Thank you very much. Okay, so for announcements, last week we talked about sessions that we want to have upcoming. I don't have any news on that. I did reach out to John about user preferences,
So we'll wait to hear back about that. And then the Library of Congress, everything I'm sure with them is on hold until question mark. Were there any other sort of like upcoming sessions that anyone wanted to advocate for? We have a totally open calendar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we could return to sort of looking at individual topics. We could keep working on the search and standards question that we're going to talk about today. If we don't have anything pressing, I would actually love to cancel next week, because I have a bunch of annoying stuff I have to deal with. And then we could pick this up on October 20th. Does anyone have a problem with that?
I don't.
So I will. If anyone wants something specific on October 20th, let me know on Slack. Otherwise, we'll just keep working on this search and standards question, okay? Awesome. Okay. Any other announcements, any other thoughts before we get started on this? Seems like we're good. All right. Today we are going to take a step backwards and we're going to talk about the search and standards documentation that we talked about before WolfCon and at WolfCon. And the reason we're taking a step backwards is because I was surprised that there was more enthusiasm for some of the places that we might host this documentation than I expected. I don't know. I was a little bit surprised that we thought that some of these were more viable. So we're going to take a step back and then we'll take a step forward once again. For anyone who didn't see this or who is catching up, because I know we have a couple of new folks here today, but I think you were both in that session, so hopefully you know this. We had a search and standards documentation presentation at WolfCon. Basically, this project is to make it easy to figure out what fields work how in Folio when you're trying to do a search for certain weird things like wildcards and truncation. So that's where we are. So the first thing that we need to do is make sure that we understand the goals, features, and requirements. The way that I understood them is that a user needs to be able to figure out how a search field works for certain like advanced features where things don't work consistently across Folio. And then we also need to be able to tell for our own purposes so that we can make sure this is represented in Jira, which fields and which apps do not follow the standard that the community has set, right? So those are the two things that we were trying to accomplish. I tried half-heartedly to kill this once again at WolfCon because we've been told a couple of times that the POs don't think that this is particularly useful for their needs. I think that they would like this to be solved a different way, but we've been told a couple of times that users, library users, do find this useful. So whether or not it is useful for development, I think it is evidently useful for actual library users. Are we still all on the same page about that?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Great. Okay. So, are there any other things that this tool needs to be able to accomplish besides showing you how a search field works and letting you know how Folio is doing as a whole with compliance?
Can I jump in with a question, Tara?
Yeah, absolutely.
You said that we need to see if things are complying with what the community has set as the standard. Is what the community set as the standard documented somewhere?
Sort of. So there is an earlier, let me see if I can pull it up here. I always forget where this is located. There is an earlier search. Where is it? No. Here we go. There is an earlier effort to sort of document what the community agrees is the standard across all of Folio. This was done a couple of years ago at WolfCon, and there was work surrounding that before and after, I think. So this is what was the consensus as of like 2023. However, when I was at the the POs meeting earlier this year, it sounded like some of these may have changed, right? So the Library of Congress, for example, has requirements around white space that maybe weren't accounted for in. So I think it would be good to reaffirm that we really do have consensus, because I can't tell from this who made these choices. And that's one of the reasons that we're going back to sort of like figuring out how to make sure that we had the right voices when we said these things were community consensus in the first place. Like maybe there's a forensic trail here that I'm just not seeing, but I can't tell who said that these are consensus, right?
Okay. Got it. Thank you for that background. That's helpful.
Okay. All right. So, any other questions or thoughts on sort of like what the goal here is? Cool. All right. So, this is the list that I pulled back out of the slides from that presentation. And these were all of the possible places that I could think of at the time for where this documentation could possibly live. Sorry, Owen asks, what are you hoping for in terms of community consensus? I don't really think that I have a like clear, I don't have like a checklist that we need to do every time. I think we just need to be able to say, because the POs asked that specific question when we were originally presenting this at the beginning of the year, we need to be able to say like who said this was consensus when someone asked. So if we can say, well, these people were in the meeting, these are the SIGs that they like were involved in, it was discussed in these SIGs, this is what like small libraries said, something like that. I think that that's good enough. We just need a history. Vivian, yes.
I hate to throw a monkey wrench into the everything, but this is what I'm really good at. Why do we need to? It seems like we don't really know what the community consensus is beyond this document that you just, posted a link to. And we can't necessarily say from the document how whoever created the document came to the conclusion that there was consensus. My question, I guess, is why do we want community consensus? Can we just not describe how each field works?
Well, so if we're requesting that things are changed in order to meet what we've decided is like the standard for consistency, then I think that we do need like community consensus of what that standard should be. Maybe I'm misunderstanding you.
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, I guess I'm, and I think maybe I was misunderstanding myself. So basically, once we've defined everything and how it works, we can say, and I'll use what was in what recently, the whole thing about leading spaces. We want to make a change so that leading spaces are stripped out in searching, blah, blah, blah. The reason this is important is because there is community consensus that leading spaces and searches are bad, and here's what we can point to that as evidence that there's community consensus. Correct? Something like that?
Yes, I think so.
I think that's what, okay.
I
All right.
think that's right.
Okay.
Okay.
And
Thank you.
even when we have consensus about like how generally things should work, we acknowledge that there are cases where it will be necessary for something to be an exception. And like that's the other part of documenting this, is like the known and agreed upon exceptions are also useful to know about, right?
Yeah, the exception is where I kind of fell into a big old pit at MM when talking about stripping leading spaces from searching. So
You
I don't
found
want
the Burmese tiger trap of
to.
search.
Yeah, I don't want to repeat that whole argument here. But yes, okay, I understand better now. Thank you. I appreciate it, Tara. Tara.
Okay, well,
Is it
now
Tara or Tara?
I am a Tara. Thank you for
You're a Tara.
asking.
Okay, thank you, Tara.
And for anyone who lives in an area where Tara is not a name, Tara is also fine. But if you're American, it's Tara. So Where were we? Right. Okay. So, we need to find a place to put this documentation. I was surprised that some of these were more popular than I expected, specifically putting it in the docs. That one seems like super appealing. If we could make that happen, but I don't know how we can accomplish this in these other options. So do nothing is pretty much ruled out. Using the wiki would be great, but I don't know how to actually do these things there. Putting it in the docs would be great. Creating a document seems like a nightmare, but could maybe work. And then the one that I sort of followed through on last time was creating a website, less popular than I would have expected. So are there any sort of like advocates for these other options, or like should we pursue these a little bit further than I did the first time? Vivian, yes.
Sorry, this newbie question still. Is the wiki something different from Atlassian? Like where all of
Same
the
thing.
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So when you say you don't know how you could put this in the wiki, I mean, I don't understand what that means. I don't know. I mean, because obviously we can put things in the wiki, we can put things in whichever six that we are in, et cetera, et cetera. We can put documentation. I mean, we could put documentation. Here's a description of every search field in every app and what it does, and put this huge document in the cross app sig pages and then make
Yeah.
people aware of that, right?
So I think that my concern with that is, first of all, every time you make a change, you have to update it in a whole bunch of places if it's in a huge document that's just like linear like that. I also think it'll be really difficult to tell if something doesn't comply across different apps. Like, how would you have two tables and then update both every time? So that's kind of why I like discarded this one. And there is a way to do sort of a query option in Atlassian in the wiki that like would pull from different pages so that you could use it more like a database, but I couldn't get it to work very well. If someone knows how to do that,
Okay.
that definitely seems possible.
I think this is definitely a case where I'm operating at a different level than some of y'all, because when I think documentation, I'm literally thinking about a Word document.
I mean, I think that's an option for sure. Sorry, Maura, go ahead.
First off, I think that Word documents are always great. Word documents are definitely better than a poke in the eye. The question then is, where does it live? And, if we're going to put a Word document like in the wiki, then why not just use the wiki instead of making everybody, I want to look at this thing. Oh, I'm going to open up Microsoft Word based on my networking speed. This could take me 3 more minutes.
Well, right, exactly.
And so, the idea, I think the idea being that, the wiki is, it's clunky, I think, if I'm remembering it correctly. And Tara, go ahead and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that the wiki is sort of like, with its, rich text format and everything, it doesn't exactly do what we'd like it to do. When it comes to being able to, search through things, to find stuff, to better organize thoughts, that sort of thing. It's not necessarily the best choice in terms of usability. And also, it's like in the wiki, we also have like the wiki is great as long as while you're looking for how to search things, you know to look in the cross app sig space wiki. It's sort of like that notion of where it's supposed to live. Where is the source of truth for documentation on the wiki? And so it's like, I think that's why there was a sort of like a swing of support for putting it in the docs, in the regular docs for folio. It may not be all that, it may not be all that exciting, but we'd know where it lived. We'd know where to look if we had no idea where to start. So that was my feeling on it.
Awesome. And I see Laura and then Vivian.
Laura was first. Yeah.
So I wanted to speak up because I'm usually not a fan of putting things in the docs. I find the docs mostly not very helpful. However, in this case, I feel like the docs have a couple of big advantages, and one is that they're getting rewritten ostensibly anytime there are changes with upgrades or with new versions. And that's the sort of thing I could see us doing this on the wiki and then it being coming out of date. And then it would be the antithesis of useful. And as somebody points out, this I somebody pointed this out, this is where people would actually look. And then I'm wondering if it would be possible to have it in the docs, and then, if need be, create links to that or create supplemental content on the wiki if there's stuff that we think really, really could be helpful, but it just doesn't belong in the docs. But maybe start with the docs because that could consistently actually give people some useful information.
Okay. So if I will let you go in a second, Vivian. But if we are like going to attempt to get this into like the proper folio docs, are we like saying, and also we will update this in the docs, however the docs are updated?
I was thinking it would become part of the documentation for each app. Because each app's, I believe searching in each app is already outlined in the documentation for each app. So then, yes, we don't have a way in the docs to look at the, if we want to do the sort of across the board overview, I don't think we can do that in the docs. But the this is how the search actually works, I
Alyssa,
think
I heard
does
you.
belong there.
Laura basically just said what I was going to jump in and say, which is I think we would lose the interactive nature of the website that makes it so useful, the website that you created, Tara. But just again, seconding what Laura says about the docs, it would become the responsibility of the person in charge of that section of documentation to do the updates each flower release. So that would be a benefit, I think.
I think that would be awesome. I have additional questions about how this would work if we put this in the docs, but I will let Vivian and then Owen go.
Well, I now have several things. My original comment was that it matters less where the documentation lives than it being findable. As long as it's findable, who cares where it lives? That was essentially my point in a nutshell. However, I gotta say, I like the idea, really like the idea of putting it in the docs because, of course, that's where people go to the documentation and they're looking for the kind of information that we're talking about in the documentation, and it's not there. So I think, this would be. It would be easier, I think, all around from a user standpoint to put it in the docs because, again, that's where people are going. We don't have to then try to catch people's attention, call attention to it, make sure that we've got the right terminology so it shows up in Atlassian searches, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I will say, because a potentially rather vast piece of information would then become the responsibility of whoever's in charge of that particular section in the documentation. I feel like this SIG would have to maintain a relationship, a continued relationship with the various people who are updating the documentation, so that if, you know, if we find new information, that we know who's in charge of this section in the documentation, so we can relate that to. I mean, I know there's a certain amount of overlap between this committee and the documentation, or this SIG and the documentation SIG, but you know, definitely, if we're going to say this is going to lives in the docs, then we need to maintain a channel of communication between this SIG who's doing the work of investigating and updating and all the rest, and the documentation SIG who's actually documenting what we find. I think that's all my points. I was going to say GitHub is a place for it to live, but that's that it's if it's in the docs, it is living in GitHub, so
Awesome, man. I think that's you, Owen.
yeah. So I mean, I'm not particular. I think I'm not particularly against it living in the docs. And I think that the point made by someone about losing the kind of searchability, the kind of being able to report essentially across apps which app does what is something we'd probably lose with that. But potentially, I guess you could argue there are two tasks here. One is to make sure users are supported in their use of the application where you want to put it in the user's way. And then there's kind of how do we move forward with standardization, which is maybe our problem or a PO problem, not a user problem. But the other thing I was going to say, and more importantly really, for me, is just in terms of like how we put information about using the apps in front of users, I would say from the PO perspective, or at least from my perspective, the approach that we've always taken is to put it as close to the use of the application as possible, and then move, then consider like if it can't be, how close that is. And I think that the thing that's closer than the documentation is actually integrating it into the Folio interface itself. And I wonder, and as someone, I think it might have been Vivian pointed out, someone pointed out the question about where it lives does then lead to the question of responsibility for it. And for example, with the keyboard shortcuts that lives in each app, there's documentation on what the keyboard shortcuts are. And that means that it's actually in the application as you're using it. You don't need to go elsewhere to look for it. And I wonder if this is another example where that's the way we should approach this, to actually make a push for this to be included in the apps themselves, so that once the apps are distributed, they include the information about, and I think the what is supported. And I think the way we did that, although that was done with the keyboard shortcuts, was an agreement about where it should live. So under the every application in the top left, there's a drop-down menu for that application if it's been implemented. And that includes the link, a pop-up of keyboard shortcuts. And you can imagine the same for search. Or it could be a mouse over on the search box itself, potentially, or an info icon next to the search box itself. But putting in, yeah, as Tara's demonstrating, putting in a link that says search, instead next to keyboard shortcuts, you could have search wildcards and truncation rules or whatever it is, and add that in. And I think with the keyboard shortcuts, there's even a standardized list that's implemented at a top level. And then if you want to make changes to that, you kind of change it. So, like, that could work as well, that you could have, like, if it could be implemented that there was a standard version that maybe, you know, we know that there's a majority kind of use of a particular approach that could be the default, or whatever we want the standard to be, or, you know, agree the standard should be, that could be the default. And then individual app developers could modify that. And that has the advantage of making it the responsibility of the developers and the POs, not somebody who are actually implementing it, rather than being the responsibility somewhere down the line of somebody who has to go and work out what that implementation is based on behavior or reading back through code they didn't write or whatever it is. And I think that's one of the things we've struggled with a bit in this whole process, is that actually capturing all of that information is a lot of work. I think that, I mean, I can see some challenges to it. Maybe if there's different behavior of different search boxes within the same app, you know, there'd be a question about how that should be captured. But I wonder whether, yeah, I guess I'm saying, if our conclusion is that it needs to be, this is user-facing documentation that needs to be as available to users as it possibly can be, then I think integration into the apps is where I'd start with that conversation, and then you drop back to putting it into the documentation if there's some reason we can't achieve that.
I mean, I think it would be cool if it were in Folio itself. I'm gonna have the same question for both adding it to Folio and for the documentation, which is like, how do we decide that a search functionality rises to the level of importance that it's included in this, right? So like wildcards seems obvious, but then others, I don't know, like if we find something that doesn't work consistently across all apps, like do we want everything in this documentation? Do we want just like that, the big, the heavy hitters in there? And who gets to decide that for all of Folio? Maura, go ahead.
Okay, this is sort of like this part of the discussion is starting to trigger a little memory for me. And I think that initially we were talking about like how we wanted search to behave across all the different apps, right? And it was dealing with wildcards and spaces and, you know, things like that. And we all had our say. And the thing is that there were, you know, there were always two camps on any given thing where it's like, you know, well, we want an asterisk as our wildcard character. And someone else is like, no, we want a percent sign or something else. I can't remember what it was, but they're like, we want that as our wildcard. And, you know, sort of we were going through what we expect, you know, sort of like if you just sat down and started searching in any app, what should be the expectation? And that sort of thing is sort of, I think that was the general idea at first before we got into the weeds and, you know, discovered that there were two camps on everything. And so I think that, you know, we were initially talking about sort of like just being able to like, you know, like the documentation would be siloed. You know, if I'm not mistaken, that was kind of like the thing. It would be siloed, but we wanted to be able to standardize expectations regarding the behavior. You know, sort of like, you know, and we all thought it was a no-brainer when we all started, where it was like, you know, we started with, well, yeah, of course, you know, You know, if I'm going to do a if I'm going to do a if I'm going to do a search, then naturally, you know, my first out of the box search is going to be a search that contains this character string, not necessarily is only that character string, right? And so we were, you know, and then somebody else said, well, no, that's terrible for us. And so yes, Laura, it is a no-brainer that everyone has the same expectations. And so you know, the you know, we really got into it because there were at least two different cases to be made with each SIGs or with each app's search function. And so it's sort of like, you know, if there is a sort of default search behavior, you know, the farthest we got was like, okay, so if I'm in users and I'm searching for a user named, you know, whose last name is Lee, L-E-E, and then, you know, I'm getting, you know, I get every user with L-E-E anywhere in their name. First name, last name, middle name, and you know, God help me if Lee is like, you know, one of their campus IDs, so it's the, you know, it's a unique identifier. And so it's like, you know, there's, you know, there's that side, and then there's the other side where they're like, no, we need to be able to search for, you know, an order that begins with, you know, OA-155, and then, you know, kind of go from there. And so it was, you know, we all basically had different needs, and we were trying to figure out if there was any kind of, if there was any kind of commonality so that we could sort of like, you know, if this was really, if this was like really bothering someone who is trying to search between, you know, between orders and invoices or something. And you know, I think we're and we just had like we had this you know, we were just sort of like we were just trying to find what the common stuff would be, and we found out that it was really, really it was really complicated, which is why I think we're coming back to it when we thought we could just, you know, just take care of it in a day. I'm done.
Okay. Owen, sorry, go ahead.
I just want to be clear in case I wasn't. When I said there could be a default, what I meant was a default set of documentation, which then needed adjusting depending on what had actually been implemented in the app, not a default behavior. I like, not that I'm arguing against the default behavior, but what I was suggesting at this point in time specifically was around the documentation, and this is how it's done for the shortcut keys, right? That there are specific shortcut keys that are generally implemented in the normal course of things, and that's the default documentation that's delivered as well. But if you change the shortcut keys, or you have extra shortcut keys, or you don't implement some of the shortcut keys in your app, you then have to modify that your app so it doesn't show the default documentation, but rather your version of it, which has your modifications in. So that's when I was talking about this, I definitely understand the problem of implementing a default behavior, and I'm not arguing for that at this particular time. I was just suggesting a default set of documentation that was delivered as part of the Stripes framework that we could then that then different apps could implement or not, depending on whether they followed that. Because we will, you know, there will be some commonalities that are the most common, whatever those are. And I'm not even saying they're the right ones, but those are the ones you could put in as the default, just because that way you've got the least extra work to do. not in terms of documentation. And if that changes and we get better and we get more standardized, that's, you know, we can change what that, whatever that default set of documentation is.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that we're willing to table the question of like what the standard should be in favor of getting this documentation completed, like in the service of later being able to file all our GR tickets. Is that fair?
That sounds like a good way forward.
Okay. And sorry, Vivian, did you have a comment or just wanted to say that part?
I mean, it was kind of that. I got to say, I really do love this idea about putting it in app. And you know, the thing about doing that, putting it in app, is that for now we can let's say we're able to implement this tomorrow. It would be just there would be a description of the way searching works now. You know, phrase searching is a contained search, not an equal search. Wildcard is, you know, whatever it is, asterisk or question mark or what have you. Stuff that is common across all the apps, and then stuff that is specific to each of the apps. And then as we determine what the consensus is for standardization change, and as that standardization and change is implemented in the Flower releases, so too would the display of the search behavior in the way that the, you know, in-app display of search behavior would also change. Does that make sense? You looked a little, Tara, I look like I was confusing you.
No, I think that does make sense. I think that the thing that is tripping me up here though is that once we move this out of something that we personally can directly do, we have no way to make it happen. It becomes one more thing that's prioritized by the individual SIGs, right? And so like it is the best place to put it, and it would be the coolest solution, I think. But I wonder if it will ever get done because I can't imagine it's the top priority for any individual SIG.
Well, until such time as that occurs, we work on the documentation then, right?
On the documentation in the docs.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I meant more generally, but yes, it could be in the docs. It, you know, wherever we decide that it's going to live, we work on the, you know, the documentation in concept.
Owen, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment, Tara. And I would say that there is nothing, of course, to stop us progressing this on two fronts and saying, like, okay, this is what where we think it, you know, ideally would be, but also, you know, it could go in the documentation. I do think that if we could answer the question of what that should look like in perhaps in both places, then that would be very incredibly helpful to getting this moving. Because if we were to say, like, to the documentation SIG, okay, and this is what that should look like for in terms of, like, you know, you should have something that says what the wildcard is, you should have something that says whether it's default to phrase searching or how you force phrase searching versus keyword searching, or, you know, right and left truncation, whatever it, you know, I think that we, if we could facilitate that aspect, then at both, you know, both for an implementation in the applications. So I think we'd need to talk to the Stripes team first off for, about that. But in terms of getting it in both applications and in applications and in the documentation, something that said, this is essentially the form you need to fill out. This is what you're aiming for. Then that would, I think that could really help make, you know, move it forward more rapidly, because I think this is the kind of question that I would come back to you with if you said to me, well, Owen, can you just go and document how search works in your application? Then yeah, that would be the thing that I'd want to know is actually what is the, you know, what is the useful stuff or what's the most important stuff to document and how are we going to get that standardized across apps? So yeah, I think
Okay,
that's
so
something. Go ahead.
you're saying that, like, in addition to documenting like what we want it to look like using the Folio example, like do we want it here? Like either way, we need to provide the terms, the information that we want put up, basically.
I guess I'm saying actually the starting point is saying what are the how is this documentation broken down? Like what are the what are we actually describing this documentation? And we could like even if we you know I think even if we then said to the documentation group, okay, it would be great if you could do this for each of the apps you're responsible for. Like we would have given them a head start on getting that done because we would have given them essentially a pro forma to fill out for their app, which is a lot, feels a lot more of an achievable task than saying, just go and document your search behavior when you kind of then are running around looking for like all the different things you're meant to be documenting.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem more achievable, but just like from the attempts to like get this to work previously, even that is quite a lot of work.
Yeah.
Because you have to set up all of the records and then you have to like set up your search in like 50 different places. So yeah, I don't know.
You mean, but you mean getting the documentation group to achieve that?
Well, like specifically, so looking back at how we tested wildcards, so in order to test that a wildcard character does what you think it does, you have to set up the records that you're expecting to retrieve for each search
So,
and make sure you're retrieving only those records, right?
okay, so yeah, I get the work involved, definitely. I mean, I think that's the so, but I think that there's a we've got the dilemma. I don't need don't know if it needs to be a dilemma, but we've got the fact that we can push to get this in the integrated into the apps, in which case it becomes the developers' problems or the PO and developers' problems, in which case they really ought to know how it works. And in fact, getting to some level of standardization, you know, making sure the development teams know how it works is definitely a big step towards standardization because if they don't know how it works, and you know, and honestly, the truth is, as a PO, I can say I kind of I do broadly know how it works, but you know, when you get into the detail, you know, you realize, oh, actually, that didn't quite work how I thought it worked. So, you know, getting them to do the work is a good step, but it has the downside that we can't progress that work. If we push it towards the documentation side, we can take as much responsibility as we'd like for it, but ultimately, it has to be the responsibility of the documentation group, right? So, I kind of feel like, in that case, we get, you know, I think it's worth pushing on both of those things, really. But I think, like, helping across the board standardize what that documentation should look like might be the first best thing we could do to get this happening. And I kind of think like actually if we could get an app to volunteer to implement it, if we could get Stripes to implement that in the drop down, like that is also a good way of moving this forward, which is what how the shortcut key stuff worked. But yeah, saying what that should look like would be, a big step forward, I think, for in whichever route, or if we even if we progress both routes, and that, yeah, so that seems like to me a really good first step, and we could push down both routes to try and get that progressed in the quickest way we can see happening. It still doesn't answer the question of, like, it doesn't give you the nice searchable across all the places type functionality that you demonstrated in the kind of prototype website, of course, which is, you know, I do think is another problem, but it would give us somewhere to collect that information from. So, you know, swings and roundabouts, I guess.
Awesome. I still have questions about what exactly we mean by looks like, but Alyssa and then Vivian, I saw your hands.
I think I agree with Owen that giving the documentation SIG a jumping off point would be useful. I have a question, a newbie question. The website that you created and showed at WolfCon, what data is powering that right now? Is that real info that's already been gathered and done, or?
So it's mostly just sort of like play data that's been shoved into a CSV.
Okay. I guess I was thinking, like, as Owen was talking, that somehow translating that into a template for the documentation SIG as a first pass could even be useful, even though it's not everything that this group wants documented. I was just digging through the docs and surprised, probably not for the first time, about how little there is about searching in there.
Yeah, there is. We do have kind of like a template that could be used for creating a jumping off point for at least some of these. So maybe that is a starting place. Vivian, go ahead.
I think, you know, I agree with Owen that we can work on getting this in app and work on the documentation SIG at the same time. I also think that we should work on a solution that doesn't involve either of those at the same time as we work on those two, because as you noted, getting something into the app is a lot of work, and getting something into the documentation is a lot of work. And while we're working on those two things that require a lot of work, we could have something that is available in the meantime. I don't want to wait for, you know, 3 to 5 years for this to show up in the app, and in the meantime, I don't have any description of how searching works in those 3 to 5 years.
So I think that we definitely want to be mindful of creating useful products along the way. But I also feel like we should pick a direction and like run as hard as we can towards it. Because otherwise nothing will ever happen, right? And if it turns out to be wrong, we'll hit a wall and turn around.
I mean, there's nothing that says that we can't create something that's quick and dirty and make it available for people if they need it while we work on getting something in the app or getting something in the documentation.
I don't know that there is a version of this that's quick and dirty, though, right? There's no quick to any of this, unfortunately. Like, there's definitely, like, messy and time consuming, but I think that's as close as
we'll get.
I mean,
we're still in the data gathering stages for this, right?
We're not even in the data gathering stages.
Oh, we're still talking about, we're still, this is still a, we're talking about this. We actually haven't started it at all, right?
I mean, define start. It's hard to figure out what data to gather, right? Because the different solutions require different sort of ways of formatting this, which is how we keep going around in this circle. We only have 5 minutes left, but it sounds like our preference for how this would get done is like in Folio, in the docs, anything else. Is that fair at least? Yes. Okay. So Owen says, I'm prepared to throw up a screen design for the in-app help and present to this group for initial feedback. That would be awesome. Is there anything else that we can do in the short term to move this forward at our next meeting on October 20th? So we'll just sort of table the docs question. We'll focus on the folio aspect of this. And then if we like where that's headed, we'll continue sort of investigating. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
The real question is, does that sound good to Owen?
Indeed.
So, sorry, when was it when we were proposing, Tara?
Well, what do you think is good? Because that's kind of the question here.
When do we whenever. I mean, next Wednesday would be our next scheduled one, would it? 15th?
Yeah, but I was going to cancel it
Oh,
because
you were going to
I.
cancel that. Oh, well,
Yeah,
even
so
better.
if we could do the 20th, would that be?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Great. And then maybe between now and then, I will take another look at sort of like how we had attempted to gather data before to see if I can at least find some real data for us to play with. Does that sound good? Okay. All
Yeah.
right. So that's what we'll do on the 20th. Thanks everyone so much for your time and this discussion today. I really appreciate it. Is there anything else we should say before we say goodbye? Seems like we're good. All right, have a great rest of your Monday, and I'll
Thank
see
you
you
all.
all in 2 weeks.
You too.
Thanks all.
Thank
Bye
you.
bye.
Bye.